From the Roots Up. CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto.
It's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor, your host of all things. And we hope to be speaking with Professor Atif Kubursi. He is a professor emeritus of economics at McMaster University. We're not certain when we will reach him, but we expect to be talking to him today because Professor Kubursi is an authority on the Middle East and both as an economist, a macroeconomic theorist, and also someone from the region, studied it and followed it for years. So we're going to be asking about the meeting in Beijing of 14 political organizations representing Palestinians. It has not got a lot of attention here except the usual neurotic paranoid kind of what is China doing? And the answer is they're having meetings with Palestinians. If that's okay by you, I'm sure they asked each other, what does Ottawa think? And are they really worried about that? So there is that. We will also be talking with the professor about the developments, this issue of the Golan Heights, and whose territory it is, how it might be, a war would be prevented. And so these are all important matters. I'll just say from the point of view of the Taylor Report on this matter, we should soberly understand and just quietly, you know, eliminate all the forms of hysterical journalism practiced in the West, in Toronto and Ottawa and London, New York. China is a world power. China is a founding member of the United Nations. It is a member of the Security Council. Let me just pass a phone to my friend here.
That's Professor Kubursi.
How about that for on-air programming? So, they're a member of the Security Council. There is a crisis, clearly, with the flattening of Gaza by the Israeli military and a declaration by Israel that there is not going to be a two-state solution. There's not going to be a Palestinian state at all. That flies in the face of United Nations decisions and practices. The United Nations, as a body, but particularly the Security Council, has, they use a legal expression, they are seized on the issue of Palestine and the resolution of the conflict. So China has boldly taken the initiative and decided that, as a member of the Security Council, they should bring together all the political representatives of all the various movements and parties and create a situation where they can speak with one voice, and that one voice can be taken to the United Nations for resolution, and it would involve Palestinian Authority over Gaza and the West Bank with democratic institutions. And how would that be brought about? According to the resolution on this matter, as a result of the meeting in China, it would have international guarantors. As you know from, if you listen to Taylor Report and you follow this the issue at all closely, the problem really has been not the fighters, but the referee. The United States declares itself to be the referee. It also declares itself to be the closest possible ally, arming and aiding and aiding and with money and et cetera, to one side of the conflict. That's not how you resolve a conflict. That's how you make a conflict come out the way you want, or in a butcher shop, it's when the butcher puts his thumb on the scales. And therefore, they have aborted any United Nations ability to do its job and bring about a resolution. We'll come back to the matter.